angry. Yeah, I love this song so much. Jacqueline and Caroline by Prez Prado. Oh, man, this is my kind of tune. Don't ask me why it's my kind of tune, but it's my kind of tune. I just thought I'd come in there and say hello to you. I haven't visited you in a while. Man, phones are ringing like crazy. All right, good call. So you folks are up early today. 11 o'clock. You guys are going to need a nap around 1. Let me tell you what we're doing. This is Jacqueline and Caroline, of course, Prez Prado, very near and dear to my heart. Hooray! So outside, a little bit of a banjo tune. Jed and Jethro from the Beverly Hillbillies doing Jethro is a powerful man. The Jetsons theme. I think Uniforms USA guys like that too, right? TV theme thing. Jackie Go by Ursula 1000. Jelly Belly. Dave Diddle Day and Jackie Chan Does Kung Fu by the Head Coatees. The Janitor's Can. Benny Bell. Jack, You're Dead. Louis Jordan. Tom Ridgely. Jam Up Twist. The Big Six gave us Jam Up. And Jack Rabbit. Icky Renrut, which I believe was Ike Turner, if I'm not mistaken. But if I am mistaken, it really isn't even close to mattering. What's going on tonight? Zombo Gallery, 6 to 9, only 3 hours. It is the closing of Wayno's File Under Pop. You don't want to miss this. It's all his rock and roll and jazz and blues and punk rock, all kinds of musicians and all kinds of just really cool people that he's done artwork of. It's way cool. So you don't want to miss that. Or if you do miss it, you got another year to wait for the next Wayno show. And these Wayno shows are totally monstrous. And the nice thing is I'll be there tonight. I wasn't there for the opening. I had an AA meeting to go to, so I couldn't go. Damn! Damn that 14-step program. Them last two are secrets they never tell you about. Ah, for somebody out there, Esquivel, Jealousy. And Ernie Kovacs did the really cool little thing to this. Dig in. Ah, this is so sweet. Oh, man, this the alphabet thing is really... I'm really glad I invented the alphabet. Sorts are great. Coming up next is Johnny Come Home. It's a really old, kind of like new wave tune that goes out to Johnny Uniforms USA. Might as well be their show, you know? You guys in Rock and Pete, all I got to do is just sit here and prop my feet up and, you know, make sure my sugar levels don't go through the roof. And this is for somebody who didn't even want to request it to anybody. Didn't even tell me, just how about some Esquivel? So there you go. And then I got some Japanese bluegrass. The Japanese bluegrass version of Material Girl. Because it's Japanese bluegrass. And that's for Ray. Coming up, tell your friends, tell your enemas, Zombo is in your brain.
The place that sets a face for Pittsburgh.
Jezebel. Jezebel. If ever the devil was born without a pair of horns, it was you. Jezebel. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you. Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel. Was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. 'Twould be better had I never known a lover such as you, forsaking dreams and all. The siren call of your arms, like a demon possessed me, you obsessed me constantly. What evil stars mine that my fate's design should be. Jezebel, if ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, and it was you, night and day, every way. Oh, Jezebel, Jezebel, Jezebel.
All right, here we go, into the Jays, and this is the Jezebel Spirit by Brian Eno, Jezebel, the Illusions, Jezebel, David Banyan in the Phantom Chords, and Jezebel, Frankie Lane going out to my wife, Jezebel, here you go, Jim Dandy, there's a Japanese version, and then we heard the Japanese Bluegrass Material Girl. Yeah, so why I'm going to talk over this tune is because it's going to be unprecedented in the history of Zombo Show. There are three things in the WRCT garbage bin that are good, and I'm going to play them for you. So there you go. I'm actually going to do my civic duty, which we're really supposed to do, is to quote-unquote turn you guys on to new music by playing stuff out of the WRCT garbage bin. And most of the time, it is just a horrid waste of my time. This is actually, this is kind of crazy. This is David Byrne and Brian Eno from their record way back when. One of my favorite records, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. And this is, they got a recording of an exorcism. Yeah. And they funked it up, man. Yeah. So let me tell you, if you're thinking about dropping out of high school, there's something you might want to consider first. Your wallet. Because, hey, in the future, you'll make less money. It's a fact. Research shows high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates. That's a huge difference. Yeah, if you want to get on track for a better way of life, hang in there, buddy, and graduate way. You got questions? Don't look at me. What do I look like, Mr. Answers? Go to getanswers@operationgraduation.com. Oh, boy. It's got that Operation Graduation up at the Army. Yep. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. I guess they want you to graduate before they use you for cannon fodder. All righty. It's important to check your credit score for accuracy from time to time. Your credit history affects your ability to get a loan, how much you'll pay, and in some cases, whether you'll get a job. Under the new federal law, you're entitled to a free copy of credit. Blah, 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 blah. You don't even care about your credit report. If you listen to this radio show, your credit report's lucky to crack three digits. But if you want a free copy just to, like, you know, get a couple chuckles, log on to annualcreditreport.com. 877-322-8822. Yeah. 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 That's groovy. Nothing like a disco exorcism. I think I do have the disco exorcist. But I think that's long gone in the B show or the E show. Who knows? Who's keeping score? Who really cares? What does it really matter? It just don't, friends. So let me tell you, let's say I told you everything we played and everything we did, right? Yeah, lots of phone calls. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm getting lots of good requests, too. I'll see. I got a request for some Evolution Control Committee. It is probably Mark Gunderson asking me for that. But I'll do my darndest to find some J thing by him. So, yeah, this is great. This is a good show. I'm having fun. You know, you're pretty low on my totem pole, but I hope you're having a decent time, too. Thank you. Will do. Funny. You guys are funny out there. You guys are killing me. Oh, hi, Carrie from Chicago. Great. Yeah, I'm getting instant massage from listeners. If you guys are listening online, you know, I hope your boss ain't going to catch you. This is like grounds for dismissal. And you better hang on to your job, buddy. There ain't too many of them out there. All right, here's some stuff out of the WRTT garbage bin. But it's actually good stuff this week, all right? Yeah. So let's get this going here.
TT. Radio 900.
Now this is great. We're gonna start things off with some Speckled Red, Piano Red's brother, doing Right String Yo-Yo. Yeah, he's not good as Piano Red. It's kind of. Man, I was really excited to hear this. Speckled Red just ain't half as cool as Piano Red, which I have a Piano Red tune coming up next. But he's doing Jumpman Jump, but I can Pete ask for that. Man, I guess this isn't going to be unprecedented, because I'm going to talk over this. This is just like, man, this guy's Piano Red's older brother. You think he'd know better. I mean, it's not bad, but it's no Piano Red. I think it might be related to Tampa Red, too. I think all three of those guys were kind of brothers from different mothers. All right, let's see. Hey, let's see. At least they didn't pull Kimmy's card. Tune in to Pinckney Hall Friday mornings right here before the show at 9 o'clock, and you'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten your heart, sharpen your mind, embolden the spirits, and warm you up for my madness. Is that what that is? I don't know what it is. More my sadness. I don't know. More my sickness. You know what? Thank you, Speckled Red, but you're no Piano Red. Oh, yeah, this is that. Oh, the Ann Peebles tune. Tear your playhouse down. I guess I won't talk over these, but damn, this song is good.
You think you got it all set up. You think you got the perfect
name. You probably heard this last week, though.
To charm every girl you see. And play with it.
Yeah. sometimes I guess I can't do it. I can't play these full songs. It's good and all. I played it like 4 weeks in a row. All right.
Yeah.
All right. This is from a Nat King Cole record, Regeneration. It's pretty sad. Even the best stuff in the WRCT garbage bin ain't good enough for this show most of the time. Sadly. All right. I found an Evolution Control Committee tune. It's a pretty rare thing. It is something he just kind of gave me personally. It's one of his DJ pants heads. So it's called Jane Empire. And I think it's something to do with the Jefferson Starship. But we'll figure it out. One of his smash-ups in this parquet in Chicago. Yeah, this is good. This is another kind of smashy thing. It's Calypso Blues. Yeah. By Nat King Cole. And it's kind of like polished up, spruced up, funkified, made fat, fresh, and funky by, I think, a couple of Bob Marley's kids. That's got to be a great gig to be Bob Marley's kid, you know? First off, you could just say you're Bob Marley's kid, you know? Don't matter. Nobody's ever going to check your record. Say, well, you know, man, I was born in Jamaica. And like, well, then, well, you know, I guess the odds are you're probably one of Bob Marley's kids. So go figure. And, let's see what else. All right, that's enough of my rant. All right, let's see what this Evolution Control Committee tune is. It's called Jane Empire. Wow, already, I don't know about this. It's kind of Jefferson Airplane's Jane. Let's see what it's smashed with. Oh, this ain't gonna make it. Number one, Mr. Gunderson has to figure out not to distort it so much, because that's too piercing. That's too loud. It's too piercing. Oh, that's too loud. Oh, that's way too piercing. Jump, man, jump, piano red. Well, you'll have to wait for the otters to get rocked by rape, my dear. Thank you.
Bum ba do ba do da ba ba do da bum ba do ba do da ba ba do da dum ba do ba do da ba ba do da.
I don't care what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You'll never hear me complain. I'm certain of sunshine. I don't care how the weatherman points when the weatherman points.
I don't know. This is a little too Manhattan transfer for me. Jeepers Creepers, I think we're going to do, yeah, Louis Jordan's. That's what I want. Something with some nuts.
I don't care what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You never hear me complaining. I'm certain sunshine. I don't care how the weatherman points when the weatherman points too gloomy. It's got to be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, gosh, I'll get them. How'd you get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get them. How'd you get that size? Golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, oh, it's me. Got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how'd they hypnotize? Yes, where'd you get those eyes, gape? Where'd you get those eyes, satch? Where'd you get those eyes?
Cartoonist friend, Basil Wolverton, crouched over the drawing board here in the cartoon studio, and all set to womp out a free spaghetti and meatball portrait to some lucky listener. That listener might be you. So stay tuned in to make certain that it isn't.
Jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. There's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jadam, jadam, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Jadam, jadam, jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. There's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jadam, jadam, jada, jada. Thank you.
You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This is going back into my radio archives. I have a lot of radio archives, but this is a good place to start. A very lucky 13 years ago. It's kind of nice as we progress on. We'll always be 13 years behind, so that's really nice. No matter how far we go ahead, I'm going to keep trying to do these shows all in chronological order. And right now, this is from July the 24th. 2009, and this is Zombo Deep Archive. My other show, Zombo in Your Brain, that's the new stuff. That's 13 years in the future. That is tomorrow, one day in the future, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So tune in, hang out. That's the live stuff. At least I think I'll be live in the studio. Yeah, if I'm not, I'm not. If I am, I am. So you'll find out. Tune in tomorrow. But for right now, let's jump back 13 years ago and enjoy a simpler time. Zombo's Deep Archive, WRCT.
Yeah. love. Don't give away your love. Don't give away your sweat. Because a girl can't know you, and a boss can't forget.
She could have built the book of Rome, but right, in bigger round.